From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Once a year, the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation holds its annual legislative conference. Plenty of people follow them to Washington, educators, lobbyists, celebrities, and youth leaders. Here to talk about more, we've got NPR's Juan Williams. Welcome, Juan.
Good to be with you, Farai.
So tell us a little bit about this event that brings together people from so many crossroads.
This is a fascinating event as a matter of historical inquiry, because if you have to go back to the time when there were so few black people in Congress that there was no Congressional Black Caucus, and then in the 70s, as the numbers began to increase, there was really a call to bring together black representatives from across the nation to represent the interest of black America as opposed to just the black people in New York, Detroit, or Chicago. And so that really is the seedbed of the Congressional Black Caucus. And it's odd, as it has grown over the years, it has become a really signal event in the life of Washington, D.C. and the Capitol. Initially, it was a party. It was a wonderful party, in fact, that drew people from around the country. It's almost like a celebration of Black America in its most positive sense. And you saw lots of middle-class Black people who wanted to not only rub shoulders with members of Congress, but you were getting, as you pointed out in the introduction, Farai, you were getting celebrities, you were getting athletes, you were getting people who were in big business, and you were getting the big corporations that wanted to do business and to be seen with Black America in that company as well. And then we enter a second phase where there's so much attention to all of the fashion shows and after midnight and like that. Then there was a sense that, you know what, maybe this has gotten out of hand. It shouldn't be such a social fashion show function. It really, we have to get back to the hard work of politics and of creating positive change for African Americans. And in recent years, there's been a greater emphasis on Congressional Black Caucus efforts in terms of everything from voter registration to education to doing the hard work workshops on key issues impacting Black Americans.
So when you think about the whole layout of this multifaceted series of events where you have panels and plenaries, I know there's one that's going to come up on hip hop and lyrics and things like that. Who are the constituents? You have the Congress people, you have these lobbyist celebrities. Do any everyday people show up for some of these events?
Oh, absolutely. It's still, as I say, a signal event. It really was, I must tell you. I mean, in all honesty, it became such a high society type affair. Everybody wanted to go for several years. I think the greater emphasis now on the hard work, it's not quite the ticket it was. But people, ordinary people, do show up, and you'd be surprised the number of people, not just from the Washington, D.C. area, but people who come from all over for Congressional Black Caucus weekend, because they anticipate that they'll not only get the chance to maybe see their congressman, but as I say, the presidential candidates, especially in the Democratic Party, will likely at some point pass through. And it's not just them. It's the people who are the leaders of key committees in the House, people from the White House, even the Bush conservative Republican White House will pass through this event. So you will get cabinet officials. You will get, and what's really interesting is you see high-ranking business officials, Farai. You will see heads of major corporations who want to make it clear that they are friends of Black America. And just as an aside, let me tell you, that sometimes causes a little tension, because those big businesses also put money into funding the Congressional Black Caucus events. And then there's been criticism of maybe an over-reliance on monies coming from the tobacco industry, big alcohol, and whether or not that amounts to a conflict of interest for the Congressional Black Caucus.
Looking ahead, first of all, there are no black members of, no Republican members of the Congressional Black Caucus. It's the way it is. There's not anyone in office right now to fill that slot. Even when there were, oftentimes the Republicans would not join. Does that in any way hurt the reach of this organization?
It does. And, It's been an awkward situation. There were times when there was a black congressman from Connecticut who refused to join the Congressional Black Caucus. You had J.C. Watts, from Oklahoma, who was a member, then wasn't, that kind of thing back and forth on the Republican side. But it really, when you think about having to be politically effective, you want maximum leverage on both sides of the aisle in Washington, and there clearly is a vacuum in terms of black representation from the Republican perspective. And so that has been a problem, and I don't know how to solve it. Clearly, you know, it's funny, even in conversations with members of Congressional Black Caucus, they shake their heads over this one privately. It's not that they want Republicans to have any more members, I can assure you that. But in terms of making sure that the interest of Black America represented to every corner of Washington, they do want more Republicans.
Well, Juan, thank you.
Farai, it's always a pleasure. Good to be with you.
Juan Williams is NPR senior correspondent, and he joined us from NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C.